Welcome everyone here to this deep Holy Ghost service. Very, very auspicious, awesome presence of God that I believe you are not returning back the same from, the same way you came, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 92, verse 10, all the way to verse 14. But my horn shalt thou exalt, like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The blessing of the anointing or power of God is our subject this morning. The blessing of the anointing or the power of God. Scriptures make it clear that the anointing of God is a great blessing to the carrier of the same. Men and women who carry power, men and women who carry the anointing of God, are also carriers of great blessings. In the Old Testament, the priests, the prophet, and the kings were carriers of the anointing. And as they carried the anointing, they carried tremendous blessings. This morning, we shall look at some blessings that the anointing carries. Our objective will be to understand the blessing that the anointing or the power of God carries, and second, to understand how to access the anointing or the power of God. What blessing does the anointing of God carry? Does the power of God carry? How do we access that anointing and power? Leviticus chapter 7 and in verse 35. The Bible said, this is the portion of the anointing of Aaron and of the anointing of his sons, out of the offerings of the Lord made by fire, in the day when he presented them to minister unto the Lord in the priest's office. This is the portion of the anointing. Number one, the anointing or the power of God has its allocated portion or provision. Has its allocated portion or provision. This is the portion of the anointing. Every unction carries a portion. Every unction carries its provision. That is why, no matter how people hate the anointed, they cannot stop the portion that follows the anointing. It's a waste of life to envy a man or a woman who carries the oil It's a waste.
This is the portion of the anointing. If you are not without the unction, you cannot be without the portion. This is the portion. You may be a civil servant. You may be a worker in a private enterprise. Whatever it is. If the anointing or the power of God is on your life, there is a portion. There is an allocation. There is a provision. There is a supply for the unction. And I believe this morning that somebody will live here with your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I said you will live here with your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I said you will live here with your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody say loud amen. Every really anointed man of God, woman of God, child of God, don't really struggle for portions. Don't struggle for supplies. You don't struggle for things. I know of a man that a member, somebody, a follower, a partner of his ministry bought an aircraft, $20 million. So this is my gift to you to assist your evangelistic work. No devil can do anything about that one. You understand? This is the portion. The portion. The anointing or the power of God has its allocated portion or provision. Number two, the anointing brings supernatural liftings and elevations. Supernatural liftings and elevations. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 and in verse 1. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him. Samuel was pouring oil on Saul and said, "Is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance?" He took you up. The anointing is an elevator. The anointing is a lifter of people. A lifter. The power of God lifts. In Psalm 45 and in verse 7. David speaking, he said, "Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows." The anointing takes a person above their contemporaries. The anointing takes people above classmates, above age mates. It takes people up. Nobody can do anything about that. The anointing, the power of God takes you up. Job said he lifted by his power. He lifted. God lifts people by his power. If God has laid his hands on you, no devil can keep you in the pit. No devil can keep you on the floor. No devil can keep you on the ground. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? You may consider me your age, but if you don't carry my grace, we may not be at the same level. Am I communicating? So if you want our level to continue to be the same, we must be connected to the same grace, connected to the same oil, connected to the same fire, connected to the same power. I prophesy to someone here today, your level is shifting by power. in this month of power, in this month of unction, in this month of the anointing. Your level is shifting by power. Your level is changing by power. Your level is shifting by power. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Somebody say a louder amen. What will the anointing do? Please take your seat. The anointing, number four, the power of, number three, is the secret of favor and increase. Is the secret of favor and increase. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1, Samuel was anointed. And in verse 3, he said, then you shall go forward from thence and shall come to the plain of Tabor and shall meet three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, another carrying three loaves of bread, another carrying a bottle of wine, and they will salute you and give you two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hand. They don't know you from anywhere, but you just got anointed. And because you got anointed, they just release to you what is in their possession. Favor flows in the direction of the unction. Favor travels in the direction of the unction. Because the anointing is a fragrance of God's presence. When a man is anointed, he carries the fragrance of favor. And that favor brings additions and brings increase. In Psalm 48 and in verse 7 and 8, where we read, he said, Psalm 45 verse 7 and 8, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness, therefore God thy God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Go on. All thy garments are smelling, perfume, fragrance. By virtue of this anointing that you have, your garments smell of myrrh, attraction, aloes, cassia, out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. Keep going. King's daughters, now you are attracting honorable people, are among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophel. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. And then, now, verse 12. He said, and the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall look for your favor. There are people seated here. This shall become your testimony after this morning service. This shall become your testimony after this morning service. This shall become your testimony after this morning service. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Look at somebody by yourself. Say, important people shall look for your favor. Those that others look for shall begin to look for you by the reason of the anointing, by the reason of the power of God. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. I am not preaching to you theory. I am preaching to you the realm we are in. We respect people. We value people. Especially people who have important and influential offices. But we look for nobody. That's the truth. We look for God. We pursue God. We are after God. And anybody we need per time looks for us. Anybody we need per time. Anybody we need per time. By virtue of this tangible materiality that is called the anointing of the Holy Ghost, is far more important than human connections. Is stronger than human connections and contact. Is stronger than man, no man. And it works, it is universal. Even in places where you don't know people. Outside the country, it works everywhere. Our challenge is that we are busy looking for human beings. Until what we should look for, we are unable to look for those things. And then the struggle continues. What are we to look for? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Amen. I prophesy to somebody here today. Important people shall begin to look for your favor. By the reason of the anointing and the power of God that you shall experience and encounter this month, they shall begin to look for you. And I decree today, every spell of disfavor, every spell of disfavor, every aroma of disfavor around your life is dissolved right now. Say the loudest amen. Say amen at the top of your voice. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Before this month is over, what I am talking about shall become practical in your life. The Bible says, I and the son the Lord has given to me, we are for signs and we are for wonders. Before this month is over, what I'm speaking about shall become practical in your life. Some time ago, the number three person in one of the African countries traveled all the way to come here. He was afflicted. He was tormented. A demonic thing was working in his body. Came all the way with his wife, who flew to meet him from America, and from their country they came here. Prayer was offered for him. No sleep, all manner of affliction. This thing dried up on the spot. When we traveled recently to America, the wife was there in the meeting testifying that from the day that man came till now, the affliction checked back to hell. Checked back to hell. See, they shall look for you. If we are connected to the same unction as we are today, then they shall look for you. Say amen like a believer. The wife of the vice president of a country, I was going to minister somewhere, and he asked the host, he said, is Dr. Paul Enetche ministering there? If he's there, let me know. I want to be there. I want to connect. The other day I was preaching, and then the pastor of the in another country called me and said, the whole of the first family are in front of the television. In front of the television. And they said, thank God they didn't miss it. Thank God they didn't miss it. Exactly at the time we had them hitches with them technical connections. And so after the hitches finished, then the program came on. And they said, they thank God that when the technical hitches were on, they were not able to watch. But now that they hooked on, they just saw it live. The whole of the first family of the whole country, this one. Yearning and panting to receive what God was sending. Those who are influential among the people shall look for your favor. They shall look for what you have to say. By the power of God, by the anointing of the Spirit. Now, I've mentioned leaders of three different countries just now. I prophesy to you today, in the name of Jesus, they shall look for you. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. They shall look for you. Give the Lord a big clap of hands to take your seat. And that anointing is the secret of favor and increase. And number four, the anointing is the secret of fruitfulness and flourishing. That was the text we read in Psalm 92 and in verse 10 all the way to verse 14. Fruitfulness and flourishing. He said, but my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. My eye shall also see my desire on mine enemies. And my ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous, the guy who just got anointed, shall flourish like the palm tree. It shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. The anointing is the secret of all round fruitfulness and flourishing. All round success is the secret of fruitfulness and flourishing in life. Everything about the anointed is useful. The day I saw that the anointed man, the righteous, who is anointed of God, flourishes like the palm tree, my mentality was upgraded. Because I grew, portion of my growing up was in the village. I did primary 3 in the village. And I'm familiar with village things and especially the palm tree. I am aware that the palm tree is one of the only trees that does not have a useless department. You carry the palm fronds. It is called broom. You carry the palm branches. It is used for the roofing of houses. You carry the palm nut. It becomes palm oil. You carry the palm kernel. It is palm kernel oil. You carry the palm stem. It is roofing material and building material. And then even the sap of the palm, even though our villagers use it for the destruction of their lives in alcohol, yet ethanol is useful for laboratory purposes. Ethanol is useful for laboratory purposes. So when he said to me that the righteous shall be flourished like the palm tree, I understood. I understood that my marriage shall be successful. My business must be successful. My children must be successful. My assignment must be successful. My ministry must be successful. Everything around my life must be successful. Is God speaking to somebody here? Stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Oh yes, it is possible for everything around your life to be working. It's possible for everything to be working. But what kind of thing is this? That there is nothing, everything. One young man, a schoolmate of mine, told me many years ago, he said, why is it that everything about you is good? Everything about your life is good. Everything is correct. He said, yeah. The other thing, that everything is just working. It's in the Bible. It shall flourish like the palm tree. Every department of his life is useful. Every department of his life is correct. Every department of his life is working. I prophesy to somebody here. Everything about your life shall be successful. Everything about your life shall be productive. Everything about your life shall work. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Help me tell 3 people around you. Tell them everything is working around me. 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 We cannot dance useless dance. We cannot sing useless song. We cannot preach useless preaching. We cannot teach useless teaching. We cannot organize useless crusade. Hey! Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? We cannot. Everything must be functional. Everything must be correct. Everything must be productive. Everything must be useful. We cannot be involved in constructing a useless construction. An engineer was trying to install something, a lift, one of the lift wells here. We have many lifts here that will soon be installed. And he was trying to cut the wall so that they can chisel some wall for them. It bent their saw. Several times. He said, now I respect these people for the quality of construction here. He said, I respect these people. It was as if there was no sand in the mix, only cement. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? As if there was no sand inside the concrete mix. As if it was only cement. This is what God is saying to you. Refuse to have anything around you that is useless. Refuse to have any department of your life that is not working, that is not productive, that is not functional. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, like the palm tree, like the palm tree, like the palm tree. Even in old age, they shall still be bringing forth fruit. We cannot write a useless book. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, everything about my life is working. Every department of my life is working. Everything about my life is working. Give the Lord a shout of victory as you take your seat. This is very, very important. Every time you remember what you are meant to be in life, remember the palm tree. He shall flourish. What is the blessing of the anointing? The blessing of power with God. Number one. We looked at four in the first service and we are not going to go into them now because of time. So we are looking at number one, which is actually number five. If you are going to go through the first service message, you will see the first four. Number one, the anointing places a crown on the head of the anointed. There is a crown. It places the crown on the head of the anointed. Everyone who has the anointing or power with God is a king and a queen of some sort. Leviticus chapter 12, verse 12, verse chapter 21, verse 12. Talking about the priest, he said, neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am the Lord. The anointing positions the crown on the head of the anointed. We just saw earlier on that because Jacob had power with God, he was called a prince. He was called royalty. In Genesis 32 and in verse 24. So whenever a man or a woman is anointed, nobody can do anything about their royalty. An anointed man is a naturally celebrated royalty. It's a royalty of a higher type. Am I communicating? People get angry. Men of God or pastors, they are just so highly celebrated. You know, everybody is just, it's not. It is something that was done from there. The crown of the anointing is on his head. Demons see it, witches see it, wizards see it. Human beings also see it. And this crown is senior to political crown. Oh, it's very, very, very senior. It's in all humility.
have regard to everyone who is a political office holder. Heavy regard for president, for governor, for every of these political office holder. But a genuinely anointed man who is seeking for a political office, except God calls him, is seeking demotion. Because it is the priest and the prophet who pour oil on the king. They coronate kings. They put kings in. Kings don't anoint priests. Priests anoint king. Kings don't anoint prophet. Prophets anoint kings. Am I communicating? Look at it in the physical. Earthly kings come and go. But we are an eternal excellence. Imagine the number of people who have been presidents or have been governors in the lifetime of Pastor Iye Adeboye, Pastor Bishop David Oyedepo, who have come and who have gone. But for 40 solid years, these people are on the scene. No reduction in influence, no reduction in impact. It is just on the rise. Please, if you are a child of God and you have a calling for political office, that means you are double royalty. You have a crown that is spiritual and you have another crown that is natural. So you are a double-edged priest. Prince, am I communicating? That it amplifies your impact. You can't fade away like the earthly ones fade away. The crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon his head. Today, I announce to someone, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is positioning your crown on your head. If you are saying amen, say the loudest amen. So in case you are seeking for a crown, seek for the crown that comes from Jehovah. Seek for the crown that comes from the anointing. Seek for the crown that comes from the oil. Seek for the crown that comes from the power of God. And it is coming upon somebody right now. It is coming upon someone right now. It is coming upon someone right now. Can that amen come like thunder? Shout the louder, believers, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. The anointing places a crown, the crown on the head of the anointed. Number two, the anointing. All the power of God is a secret of restoration. It's a secret of restoration. The things that are lost or missing in life, in your life, can be found by the anointing. 1 Samuel chapter 10 and in verse 1. After Samuel poured oil on the head of Saul, he said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be captain over his inheritance? And then when you have left me, you will find people who will tell you, the donkeys of your father that are missing have been found. Unction is foundational for restoration. Anything lost in your life, anything missing in your life, can be located by the anointing. Nothing is permitted to be lost. Nothing is permitted to be missing. Where the anointing is or where the power of God is. Maybe you have lost your peace. Maybe you have lost your health. Maybe you lost strength. You lost favor. Or the enemy tried to take something out of your life. The power of God is the secret of restoration. The anointing of God is the secret of the restoration of whatever the enemy tries to take out of your life.
Somebody here, what is missing is being found right now. What the enemy has stolen is being restored right now. Whatever my Father in heaven has not planted in your life is being uprooted right now. Lift up your right hand and scream restoration. Say it louder, say restoration. Say it loud, more, say restoration. And for some people here, it is a restoration of your destiny. That's right. A demonic entity tried to exchange your star, exchange your glory, exchange your favor. They say you are so successful. They say your future is very bright. So they try to divert your future and divert your destiny. I am anointed to announce today, in the name of Jesus, there is restoration. What is yours? What belongs to you? Help that woman there. What is yours? What belongs to you? What pertains to you is restored. I was ministering in area one prophetically some time ago, and I pulled out a woman. She was the darling of her husband. All of a sudden, the husband's people and others said, this man loves his wife too much. Maybe she, whatever. And then they did some jazz. And the woman became detestable, like a detestable insect in front of her husband. The same man that can't sleep, that can't do nothing without her. Favor withdrawn, favor transferred, favor destroyed. Until that day in which the word came. Anything the devil tried to take out of your life, out of bitterness and envy and jealousy and malice, today I am anointed to announce it is restored. In this month of power, in this month of supernatural power, in this month of the anointing, they are restored. Somebody hear, your voice is restored. In those days you spoke and people listened, but now they don't want to hear anything you have to say. I decree the restoration of your voice. Say the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Father, thank you. Give you the praise and the honor. The anointing is the secret of restoration. Thirdly, the anointing is the birthplace of potentials. So it's still happening. Potentials are released, are unleashed by the power of God. When God places his power on your life, the graces and the giftings that are on the inside of you, they come out. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The anointing on him brought the healing virtue out of him. It brought the healing virtue out of him. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 5 to 6, the anointing that Saul received in verse 1, it brought the prophetic virtue out of him. Many of us, there are things you carry that you are not even aware you carry. Because people said, is Saul also among the prophets? It was a shock to them. When did this kind of gift start? When did this kind of grace start? Those who knew me in secondary school, I'm sure that many of them were shocked. Because even though all the dances you see me dance now, there was nothing like that. The singing, there was nothing like that. Nothing. I was just a regular guy. Just normal, regular, everyday guy. There was nothing much. All of a sudden, Things began to roll out like the when you are unwrapping the peels of onion. One after another, after another, after another. Until you become a surprise to yourself. Somebody say loud amen. Amen. Playing of instrument? For where? I couldn't as much as speak before a crowd.
I remember in my form five or so, I was meant to address a group of people and I was almost choking.
Now, if you gather demons in hell, I can address them now. Hey! Hey! The meaning of it is there are many things inside you that you are not aware of yet. Many of you are trying to retire when you have not even started life. I announce and I prophesy to you by the same anointing with which I preach, the graces of God, the giftings of God, the wisdom of God, and the deposits of God in your life shall be released and unleashed for your generation. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. The graces of God, the giftings of God in your life shall be unleashed for your generation. Shout the loudest amen. Place your hand on yourself and say, something is coming out of me. Something is coming out of me. Graces are coming out of me. Giftings are coming out of me. Results are coming out of me. In this month of November, they are unleashed out of my life in the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor by your side and tell them, get set, because very soon you will be shocked at my manifestation. The first day my father-in-law saw me preach, he opened his mouth and said, this quiet gentle boy, is he the one talking like this? And truly, if you see me outside the pulpit, I'm very, very calm. Just very, very, very calm. I can't hurt a fly. I'm very gentle. Until I see a devil. Hey! I was passing on the road one day. I went somewhere. And one young lady saw me say, are you Dr. Pastor? It's like teenager or something. Are you Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche? I say, yes, I am. He said, no, that's not the kind of voice I heard on the television, on the radio. I said, so I should be passing on the road and be screaming and be quarreling on the road so that you can know I'm the one. Say, are you Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche? Yes, I am the one. That will be weird. Very weird. He said, no, that voice is too calm. It's not if I say, I am the one. He said, no. He said, no. Praise the Lord. God will do something out of your life that will be a shock to you, a shock to your family, a shock to friends, and a shock to all who know you. Shout the loudest amen. And say after me, say, do it, Lord. Louder, do it, Lord. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. Finally, number four. The anointing is the secret of the commanded blessing. The commanded blessing. Psalm 133, verse 1 to the end. How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the bed, even Aaron's bed,
that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded a blessing, even life forevermore. That anointing that flowed from the head of Aaron is the secret of the commanded blessing. What is the commanded blessing? Blessings you don't beg for. Blessings that look for you, you didn't look for. The commanded blessing. Blessings you don't beg for. Blessings that look for you, you didn't look for them. What is a commanded blessing? Blessing under pressure. Blessings under pressure. What is a commanded blessing? The blessing that carries a mandate. The blessing that was sent on an errand. Sent on errand. I'm a beneficiary of such. Severally and diversely. We have things you never asked for, you never looked for, looked for you. Get set by the power and the anointing that will be released and be unleashed this month. You shall step into the realm and the dimension of the commanded blessing. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. What blessing the anointing carries? We saw four of them in the first service, four of them in this second service. In the second service, we'll look at four now in this third service. And so we are looking at number one for the third service, or number nine overall. First, the anointing makes the face of a man to shine. Psalm 104, verse 15. Makes the face of the carrier to shine. He said, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine. And bread which strengtheneth the heart of man. Wine that maketh glad the heart of man. Oil makes his face to shine. The unction of the Spirit is the secret of distinction of life. Face shining means an outstanding life. When the anointing or the power of God is on the life of a person, that life becomes outstanding. Obscurity can't be your level, can't be your portion. You can't be lost in the crowd. When you carry the authentic oil of God, when you carry the anointing of God, is a stamp of distinction. We were in New Jersey some years ago, and a man looked at me with my wife. You see, are you a man of God? Are you a pastor? Are you a servant of God? I said, why do you ask? He said, it is written all over you. We were in London, England, in the Wembley area. The reception of the hotel, we were about to check in then. An Arabian girl looked at me and said, whatever you have, I need it. And I ignored what she was saying and continued the checking in with my wife then. Went and sat at the reception, the lobby there. She came and met us again. I said, whatever you have, I need it.
I said, I'm the child of God. I have the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is in my life. I have the power of God in my life. She said, everything you just mentioned now, I need it. We haven't said a word. We're not preaching. There is an unmistakable stamp. That makes you stand out anywhere. In the dark, in the shadow, you stand out. That is the power. And I'm not talking of being a pastor. I'm talking of being a child of God. For we all have an unction from the Holy One. According to 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 20. We have an unction from the Holy One. We stand out. And somebody here today, your season to stand out is here right now. Every devil and every power that has denied you an outstanding life and existence, the yoke of that devil is broken right now. You believe that? Say loud, amen. That was number one. It makes the face to shine. Number two, the anointing or the power of God is the secret of progress and acceleration in life. When the anointing came upon Saul, in 1 Samuel chapter 10 and in verse 1, in verse 2, Samuel told Saul, or verse 3 rather, then shalt thou go on forward. The anointing came upon him in verse 1. And in verse 3, he was told that he would be going forward. Acts chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he went forward. The unction causes motion. The anointing conquers stagnation. The power of God overcomes delay. How God anointed Jesus or the Holy Ghost of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. When the hand of God is upon your life, the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah is the equivalent of the anointing. In 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 46, and Elijah ran until he ran faster than presidential chariot. Passenger aircraft running faster than presidential air fleet. And this one was not an aircraft, it was on foot. That is what the anointing does for the life of a person. And I am advertising to you what I am familiar with. I am advertising to you the result I have seen in my life. This construction took a speed that was astonishing to players in the industry. We have stadiums that are in construction for 20-something years. Today, anything that has caused delay in your life, by the anointing of God that is released this month, the delay is over. I announce to somebody here right now, speed is coming your way. Spiritually, financially, maritally, career-wise, and in your ministry, speed is coming. You believe that? Shout the loudest, amen. Every force of hell and every force of darkness that has orchestrated stagnation for your life, orchestrated stagnation and delay in your life, the forces are broken right now. And you are going forward. Give the Lord a loud shout of victory as you take your seat. Number three, the anointing occasions total transformation for life. When the anointing came upon Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1, it came upon Saul. In verse 6, he said, and thou shalt be turned into another man. When the power of God on the life of a person turns them into another man. When you allow God and his anointing and his power to process you, you can be turned into another man. You are turned into another man until those who knew you before are asking the question, is it the same person? Is Saul also among the prophets? Turned into another man. One of my classmates in secondary school lives in the United States of America. He said when he came into Nigeria, he had left home for a very long time. He saw billboards everywhere. He saw all manner of billboards, Dunamis Church, Dr. Pastor Paul. He saw everything. He said, is it the same guy that was my classmate? He said, I'm not sure. Because in those days, in secondary school, I used to bear a guy name, but I won't tell you the name. Now, we are the kind of people that do anything that is principal will be pursuing us. Yes. That is, you jump through the window, look at, break it with your body, and you're on your way going. I'm telling you. I have some of such scars in my body. Yes, just elbow the glass, break it, your body, and you move. Not too much offense, so you are not wearing correct uniform. Or you just, not stealing or anything like that. Just ruggedness. Just proving that you know here. My brother told me one day, he said, you are the one that should have been the soldier. And so he said, until I see him, I won't believe he is the one that they are calling pastor. So he came to my office and he looked at me. The atmosphere calmed him down. And then when I opened my mouth, just went on his knees. He said, I believe. Pray for me. He said, from today, I hand over my life to you to disciple me. He said, I will be calling you for any advice. Anything you want to tell me, I will do. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Transformed into another man completely. Completely. That was what happened to Jacob when the power of God came upon him. That's why there is hope for any child you have. There is hope for anybody at all. Hallelujah. The transformation that came upon Jacob turned him from Jacob into Israel. From Jacob into Israel. Turned. That was the kind of transformation that came upon Jacob. You shall be turned into another man. Until people look at you and they cannot recognize that you are the one. I prophesy to somebody here, the power of God, the anointing of God that is coming upon your life today is changing your life completely. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. If you are saying amen, say a louder believer, say amen. Everyone here today whose capacity has been little and has been small, I prophesy an enlargement of capacity is happening to you right now. A change of story is happening to you right now. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. It occasions the total transformation of life. And finally, the anointing is the secret of quality, meaningful, and durable life. Quality, meaningful, durable. The power of God on your life makes your life qualitative, makes it meaningful, and makes it impossible to be cut off before your time. Quality, meaningful, durable. He said in Psalm 133 from verse 1, he said the anointing that, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the bed, even Aaron's bed that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. The Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. The Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. He commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. The anointing makes is the secret of quality, meaningful, and durable life. Quality, meaningful, durable life. Your life cannot be inferior. Your life cannot be meaningless when the power of God is on you. When we were in Life here yesterday and the stadium was filled on Saturday morning, the sun was coming. We had to pray and trust God for the sun to disappear into the cloud. But after it disappeared for a while, it reappeared again. People were seated inside the sun, receiving instruction, receiving teaching from the first morning session. And I told her, I said, we are not wasting our lives. This is qualitative, meaningful living. Quality. Someone here today, and when I say the anointing, I am not just talking about pastor. You have an unction. You have an unction from the Holy One. And you know all things. Verse 27, I think, chapter of 1 John 2:27. He said, the anointing that you have abideth in you. Abideth in you. That anointing is resident. Is resident. Somebody say a loud amen. This is very important. If you are here today and you are living such a life that is weak and powerless, that is meaningless and useless, if you are living such a life, then I am here to announce to you today that God is changing your life right now. 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 Shout the loudest, amen. Now, what is the secret of the anointing? The secret of the anointing is summarized, or the secret of power is summarized in one word. It is called passion. Passion. Passion is a magnet of unction. And I'm going to go now. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I'm going to identify four different dimensions of this passion. Number one, passion for God. is for God was with him. Anyone who loves God, who hangs around with God, can never lack the oil or the anointing or the power. What is your passion? What have you given your heart to? What have you given your heart to? Is it entertainment? Is it money? Is it men? Is it women? Is it the fleeting vanities of this world? What have you given your heart to? Passion for God. Number two, passion for kingdom assignment. He went about doing good, healing. God will never empower the idol. And he will never empower the idol. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And you shall be witnesses unto me. If you are ready to walk, God is ready to empower. When was the last time you led anybody to Christ? When was the last time you invited anybody to church? Some people say, God, give me power. And he said, I give you power to do what with? God, bless me. Bless you to do what with it? Because I said, I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. Who are you blessing that you want me to bless you? Who are you planning to bless? God will bless you to the capacity of your willingness to be a blessing. And God will empower you to the capacity of your willingness to work for him. Basic work, soul winning, changing lives, connecting humanity back to their creator. When you find yourself in that assignment, you don't need to beg him for power. The other night, at the crusade ground, I asked Dr. Mr. Nenche to say a word or two of preaching before I come to preach. And then she finished speaking and said, if you check yourself and see if you have been healed. And then several healings came out. One of the last ones was a young man who had been mad for 17 years. Chained. They brought him to the crusade ground. Madness was gone. Chains broken. She told me, she said yesterday, she said, it looks like God is just waiting for who will walk. Just waiting for who will go. For him to do what only him can do. We are not struggling to see the blind seeing or the deaf hearing or anything, because we are right there. Tirelessly. Healing and deliverance service on Tuesdays, Wednesday midweek service, the crusades everywhere. All manner, very restless. Passion for kingdom assignment. Number three is compassion for the needy. You know, compassion is compound passion. So it's still a department of passion. Compounded passion. Passion under compulsion. Compulsive passion. He went about. That is a heart for people. A heart for people. A heart for people will bring the anointing. When you feel for people, whether you feel like changing lives and saving them from sin or healing them, getting them healed or ministering to their needs, physical, financial, material needs, a heart for people is key to power, is key to the blessing. Everybody was looking at the prisoners and didn't care. Joseph looked at them with passion. No wonder God made Joseph the head of the whole of the land of Egypt. He looked at them with passion. A heart for people is key for power. Number four is aversion or hatred for oppression and his oppressor. Aversion, hatred for oppression. Nothing pains you like when you see people suffer. Nothing troubles you like when you see people in pains. Nothing troubles you like when you see people frustrated. You want to do something about it. You want to do something about human problems. And God said, take the power and do something about it. And God said, take the money and wipe out poverty from your community. Take the resources. Passion for God. Passion for his work. Compassion for the needy. Aversion for oppression. And the oppressor himself. He went about doing good. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He went about deleting oppression. For God was with him. Somebody say amen. That man that testified with his wife last Sunday. Prostate cancer. PSA raised. All manner. When I prayed for him, I prayed with anger for the devil. Anger against that devil. Compassion for wife and children. It was a mix. Bam! The devil checked back to hell. Somebody say amen. In Lafia, the people that came to receive us, the second in command of the security service in that state was there with a cane, back walking. What is wrong? Lumbar spondylosis with radiculopathy, with all manner of syndromes. Dr. Misenenche said, don't worry, before the crusade is over, you will be healed. I said, before the crusade is over, she is healed now. That is, the afternoon that we went to see the crusade ground, to pray on the ground, before the crusade will start officially in the evening. On the spot, fire flamed into her body. She was wiped out. She was my wife's classmate from secondary school. Wiped out on the spot. Beloved, God will give you power if you can join him to antagonize the devil. Stand up on your feet. Lift up your hands and let's give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise and give him the honor. Say!